My family lives on a street called Elwood. You get to Elwood by turning north off of King Road, and the street mostly heads north until about 4/10 of a mile down the road, it curves off to the left. Our house is the very last house on the street, facing north and south. As you look out our back door, into our backyard, and into the woods, you'll be facing straight to the north. And there, just to the left of our door, stands an old, mostly dead oak tree. Off to the right side, it has one long limb that crooks over in an arc. Just above that is a deep hollow. That hollow is the home to a family of barred owls. We discovered them a couple of weeks ago, just almost by happenstance. But since that time, we've been watching the owls obsessively. We find ourselves looking out at dawn and at dusk for any sign of movement, looking for their shadows, watching for their appearance, hoping to catch a glimpse. At times, it seems like we'll spot the owl sitting in a tree and it looks back at us, staring through our window or through our back glass door and peering straight into our eyes with its brilliant owl vision. I've been thinking a lot about these owls and reflecting on them as a parable of the spiritual life. Our owls are rarely seen in the light. They come out only at dawn and at dusk, as the light is changing, when their day is really beginning or ending. As nocturnal creatures, they prefer the safety and the security of night. They prefer to navigate the woods, hunting as their prey sleeps. They like the cover of the darkness. They prefer the safety of anonymity. At times, when we're watching the owls, it seems as though they're growing increasingly uncomfortable, even though we long to befriend them. They're uncomfortable with the fact that we notice them, that we watch them, that we recognize their presence. And like the soul, often wants to hide, to find a safe place to protect itself from the otherness of the world that constantly impinges and presses upon it, so our owl friends prefer the anonymity and the safety of darkness and of the hollow. I've also been really interested in watching, because our owls, especially when they're seen in the daylight, become vulnerable to all kinds of other birds that in the nighttime might be their prey. We've watched a number of times as crows gather together around the owl and bully it or pester it. We've also seen blue jays or other songbirds that have attacked it. As they do, the strong, magnificent owl looks so vulnerable, so feeble. And yet, there it is, in all of its beauty, in all of its glory, strong, yet vulnerable, mighty, yet weak. I watched one day as a crow who had honed in on it from a distance came from out of the wood, dove down in nearly kamikaze style, and directed its blow right into the owl's right shoulder. as it swooped in and hit the owl, it instantly jolted back up to land on a branch just above the owl, looking down, mocking it, and ultimately scaring the owl away to seek cover in some distant area in the wood where it would be safe, where it could hide in anonymity until the cover of night. How much is this like our souls, like our true selves? We long to know our true selves. We long to be known by God and by others as we truly are, and yet we find that light so incredibly terrifying. There's something deeply vulnerable about finding ourselves in that place where we can be seen, where we can be known, where without the cover of darkness, we're vulnerable to the attacks of others, to their pestering, to all of the things that cause our souls, that cause our true selves to recede and to seek escape and solitude and some kind of solace, driving us to portray ourselves as something we're truly not, driving us to live out of a false self as a way to protect who we truly are from others. It's an isolating existence. It can be a terrifying one. And yet, the call of God, the call of the Spirit, and the work of God's redeeming power in the world and in our own lives is a move to help us move from the false self into the discovery of the true self, where we can live freely in relation to God and others. I'm struck by this. I'm struck by it because in my owl friends, I see so much of my own life. I see so much of who I am and who I want to be. Yet, in my own fear, my own anxiety, my own vulnerability, I flee the light. I seek cover, security, safety that the deep, dark wood provides as I hide in the light, only to come out when I'm safe in the nighttime, when I can't be seen or scrutinized. How is it with your soul? Where is your true self? Do you find yourself like the owl, hiding from those places of vulnerability, hiding from the relationships that might bully and pester you like the crows or the songbirds pester the owl? Or are you comfortable finding and living out of your true self? How is it with your soul? May you find shelter under the wing of the Most High. May you find a place of peace and of rest in the light, as the one who is the way, the truth, and the life gives you everything that you need to live out of your true self, even in the midst of vulnerability, even in the midst of anxiety, even in the midst of danger. May you live out of your true self for the sake of God, for the sake of others, and for the sake of a world that desperately needs people to live as God created them to live. Peace be with you.